A BC expert says the Turkey-Syria earthquake should remind us of BC's own quake risk and the need to be ready. John Clogg, professor emeritus at Simon Fraser University, said that while BC's geology is different than Turkey's, we live in earthquake country. BC is at risk from what is often called the Big One, a megathrust trembler that could occur offshore where the Juan de Fuca tectonic plate is being forced under the North American plate, as well as from fault lines that run through the Pacific Northwest. The Turkey-Syria quake was of magnitude 7.8, caused by two plates sliding past each other in a horizontal motion, said Clogg. While that could happen in BC, the resulting quake along local fault lines is likely to be smaller, possibly in the magnitude 6 range, limiting the damage footprint to the area closest to the epicenter. We can get them, and I worry about them, said Clogg, but we're not really in a position to say when or where. The City of Vancouver website notes that this type of quake could occur closer to Vancouver than the off-coast megathrust quake and pose a very high risk to our city. Scientists have begun to identify active faults where sliding could occur, including on Vancouver Island and south of the U.S. border near Abbotsford. There have been about 10 magnitude 6 or 7 quakes in the Pacific Northwest since the 1900s, including a magnitude 7.3 on Vancouver Island in 1946 and a magnitude 6.8 near Seattle in 2001. But BC also faces the risk of a higher magnitude quake in the subduction zone off the coast of the island. The last earthquake in this zone, in 1700, was recorded by First Nations historical accounts and geological records, telling us that it was massive and caused a tsunami that impacted coastlines as far away as Japan, says the city website. A tsunami warning was cancelled after a major earthquake struck off the coast of Alaska in 2018. A tsunami evacuation site sign is shown on high ground near the house of Huuyat in the village of Anakla in Pachina Bay, BC. Jonathan Hayward, the Canadian Press. Clogg said the epicenter of a larger quake like that would be 200 kilometers away, allowing some of the energy to dissipate before the shockwaves reach Vancouver, but the shaking would be catastrophic. Unlike the Turkey-Syria quake, where people would have struggled to stand up, the shaking could be more rolling, like a boat at sea. The rolling motion could damage tall buildings and persist for a long time, he said. It can drop big buildings if they're not designed properly. But Clogg said BC should be in a better position than Turkey in the event of a major quake, as the province has taken the risk quite seriously. BC has funded seismic retrofits of schools, bridges and other infrastructure, while new construction is built under BC Building Code seismic requirements. A reproduction of a quake retrofitted, wood-frame school building, built on hydraulic shake tables inside the University of BC Earthquake Engineering Research Facility, was put through several simulated earthquakes in a 2019 test. Jason Payne, PNG. I don't think we're cutting corners like they did in Turkey, he said, noting that some of the buildings that collapsed in last week's quake were newer buildings that could have been built to higher quake standards. Clogg said BC would sustain significant damage from a major quake, but he hoped less loss of life. He advised people to take stock of their emergency kits and be sure you're prepared to be on your own for a week or more. That means having enough water, food and cash, as well as a battery-powered radio, flashlight and medications. Because of the destruction, emergency crews would be prioritizing people and then re-establishing transportation routes. Some items that might be in an earthquake emergency kit. Less BASO, PNG. Take a look at where you're most likely to be, said Clogg. Injuries at home and at work can come from non-structural things like unsecured bookshelves and appliances, as well as pictures and mirrors hanging above beds or couches. Emergency Management BC's website includes advice on what to do in various situations, such as if you're driving, on the beach, or in a store or theater when a quake hits.